power outages. This is Fox News.
When it comes to morning radio programs and Christmas, give some of them a Grinch and they'll take a mile. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Every who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not.
Jay Scott.
I must stop Christmas from coming. But how?
Emily Hayes.
Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
So sit down to the table and let's carve the roast beast. Here comes three men and a lady.
What happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch's small heart grew three sizes that day.
It's the big 7 to 8 hour featuring random facts and a $10 food outlet gift card.
Wow!
Share your excitement. We being yours truly, Greg Budell.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
All hail Jay! Scott, Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun!
And
oh my God!
Yeah, that's Rich Thomas.
Hey, and our forecast is pretty good today because sunshine is coming back. Big, bright object in the sky. And it'll warm us up, too. After several dismal days in a row, we are actually going to go above 50 degrees today. I think we'll be somewhere in the low 50s when all is said and done. Not quite as cold today. Tonight, clear and cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about freezing. Actually, I think we'll end up around 29 around dawn tomorrow. Good bit of sunshine. A little warmer tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. That sounds like a heat wave after the last few days. And then we'll be near 60 on Thursday. A cloudy day. Chance of a late day shower. Better chance of rain and maybe some thunderstorms in the overnight hours Thursday night into Friday as this next storm system swings through the area. Everybody wants to know, though, does it get out of here in time? You know, we've got the parade Friday evening. Friday's high 56, and then we've got Christmas on the Coosa on Saturday.
Yay!
We've got the nationally televised Camellia Bowl late Saturday afternoon. I think there could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area Saturday, but not enough to cause any major problems at all. And Saturday's high around 57. Right now, this morning, with mostly clear skies, a little misty out there, a little fog, visibility about 3 miles out at the airport. You go farther north, it's called freezing fog. There's a freezing fog advisory from, let's say, Birmingham, Tuscaloosa on northward. West winds at 5 miles per hour. Temperature 34 now at 7.04.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
One of our sponsors that we use a lot, not just to support them, but because we need them, is MPB. That would be Montgomery Paint and Body. Yeah. So, having an accident, no fun, but you go down the checklist immediately. You go, oh, no. You know, you call the police, and you get you think about the insurance company. Then you think, at least I know where I'm going to take my car, Montgomery Paint and Body. Take it from a guy who's been taking his vehicle there for over 30 years. I'm not kidding. I don't know if they have pictures, but I bet they do, of some of my vehicles that I've brought in. Oh, that 300 CX, that was a cool car. Anyway, I just want to get back to the fact that they're so reliable at Montgomery Paint and Body. They're going to fix your car, and they're going to do more than just fix the damage you see. They're never going to cut corners. They are straight shooters. They're going to take care of problems behind that panel, problems on the other side of that bumper or under the chassis. They are straight shooters, and that's why the insurance company always are very happy that you're dealing with Montgomery Paint and Body. The Turner family and the entire crew out there, they're second to none here in the River Region, and that's why I get so excited when I get that phone call, hey, your car's ready, because I know it's not only going to be fixed right, it's also going to be detailed. Hey, their phone number's easy, 27-REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Bypass on East Shirley Lane, 27-REC with a W, Montgomery Paint and Body, the folks that will fix your car as good as new, and maybe better.
Let's see who needs them.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85 looking good at the moment, just starting to increase. Also, school zones are active. Watch out for that this morning. All in all, your Tuesday morning taking shape and doing fine. Harold's Fine Jewelry, they're having their first ever sale. They're moving and all jewelry has to go. All specially marked jewelry, 25% off, and pearls, 35% off at Harold's Fine Jewelry on Zelda Road. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, and watching Paris burn, that is something going on over there.
Oof.
But we have a story from a happier place.
Oh?
Ireland.
Oh, yay! That's where some of my people come from.
Well, there's a lesson in this for all of us here, and it's from a talk show.
Uh-huh.
They were talking about Brexit, which remains very controversial over there.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And this guy, apparently, they put him on hold a little bit too long.
Joanne Bournemouth has been waiting for 35 minutes.
And you're going to blame it on me now, are you?
No. We believe he's fallen asleep because we think we can hear him snoring. Right? So let's just pump this up and see. We've put the man to sleep.
I knew it.
Hello, Joey. Hello, Joey. So, Joey, what do you think of Brexit? This meaningful vote next Tuesday, Joey. I think this is the best. This has been the best Nolan Five Live show in years.
What was that caller's name?
Joey.
That's what I thought.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So we have to be mindful of trying to get our people on as quickly as they can so they don't slip into a surgical coma while they're waiting.
Maybe we should wake them up so they'll call first.
Next up, there's a new website,
uh-huh.
Z-O-P-A.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're doing that thing again. You're just, what's the word? Mm-hmm. What do they call it when somebody, you're
patronizing.
Yeah.
Stop.
It's a program called Zopa, Zopa.com.
What is it?
Are you naughty or nice at the moment?
Yes.
So at the moment?
Now, what they do is...
Wait, Zopa.com?
Yeah. Blog.zopa.com.
Oh, okay, good. Because Zopa.com is a peer-to-peer lending company.
Yeah.
So what you do here...
Ridiculous.
There's no time for politeness.
Enter your Twitter handle.
I put my Twitter handle. Now, I don't use Twitter much. I sent a tweet to James Woods yesterday. A nice one. I'm hoping to get him on my show.
Oh.
But this thing goes through 2 years of tweets.
To see if you've said something.
If you've been naughty or nice. Now... Outside of an occasional deliberate tweet to somebody specific, like James Woods or D.B. Blackman or somebody that we have on the show, all of my Facebook stuff automatically goes out over Twitter. So here we go. Shall we have a drum roll to see if I've been nice? Okay.
Sure.
I'll hit the go button and see what happens. Buttons are twinkling.
Oh, the suspense is killing me.
It's analyzing all of my tweets for the last 2 years. And it says, press the red button below.
You push the red button.
Feel good.
Scroll up, it gave you coal.
I've been 55% naughty.
Oh,
I feel
no.
like that's about right, Greg. About half and half. When you get salty and angry.
Put in... Rich Thomas WX without any spaces.
All right. Let's, this will come out. This will have a halo on it.
I don't know.
I don't say anything but weather stuff, I think, pretty much. Let's see what it says.
Hang on. I gotta
so we had Greg at 55. 0.09. Was that correct? I need scratch paper. Can I have some scratch paper?
Okay, I put in Rich Thomas what?
Rich Thomas WX for weather.
All right. Once again, let's get the big drum roll.
Okay, you had
55% naughty for me.
All right. Have I been naughty or have I been nice?
Oh.
Let's see what it says. It's thinking. There's dots.
A scanning 2 years of tweets, basically. Mm-hmm. Probably looking for certain words.
Do you have Twitter, Jay?
Whoa. What's this percentage?
Oh, my goodness.
What's... Whoa!
84%!
Naughty? I've never said a naughty thing. Oh, maybe rain, maybe thunderstorms? Is that...
Do you mind? Do you mind? I must know.
Hold it.
I'm paralyzed with shock.
At naughty. I've never said anything but...
Have you shared articles that may have...
No!
Maybe you were retweeted.
What is your...
At Radio Emily.
Oh, okay. Just so put Radio Emily.
Yeah, you don't put the ad on this.
Well, my bad.
Radio Emily. And once again...
84% naughty.
Holy cow.
A lot of bad weather.
Let's see. Emily's been a...
We
can't find any results for this account?
What is that? What do you mean? I exist.
Are you sure? It doesn't want the ad. Radio Emily?
Radio Emily.
Do you have it private or is it open? You have it private, don't you?
Yeah,
that's
going to
be...
Then you don't exist.
That's going to be the issue.
That's what it feels like in real life, too.
The show I do on Saturday does.
What's the advantage of being private on Twitter? Don't you want to be public on Twitter?
I only got Twitter because the radio station I worked at, Mobile, said I needed to have Twitter. I can't speak in 140 characters or less.
It's twice that now.
When they get to 140,000 characters or less, then we can talk Emily on Twitter, okay?
Yeah. Let's be honest.
And let's welcome this man. There's no doubt. 100% nice.
Mr. Sandman. Oh, yes.
Is he joining?
Good morning.
Hello,
good
sir.
Morning.
Hey, I signed up for Twitter, I don't know, a long, long time ago when there was a guy playing baseball with my name.
David Justin.
It was in about... Two hours, I had about 300 followers. Wow. So I've never posted anything. I've never gone back to it. So
that's still
wasn't
going to cool,
work.
Yeah. And people are asking the baseball guy about furniture and about bedding.
Yeah, that's right.
They've got it all confused. It's
yeah, and Halle Berry kept calling me too. So.
Show any mattresses?
You know, we're not going to go there.
It was a logical question. I'm a reporter. I'm supposed to ask the, intemperate questions. The questions demand to be asked. Anyway, let's talk about what's going on right now at Mr. Salmon in terms of...
We are having a huge, and I do mean huge, clearance sale.
Wow.
We've got... Well, Sturter's coming out with all new mattresses... for what most of the ones I carry, and I've got about 13 different Serta models, and all of them are being replaced in January. Mm-hmm. And as a stocking dealer, I have a bunch of them in my warehouse, and I want to get rid of them. So I have cut the prices way down. I've never had them this low before, and these are true clearance prices. There's some caveats on it. There's no changes or anything. This is getting rid of them, fast sell. But there are some wonderful buys on some fabulous mattresses. And some of my Jameson, my Restonics, and others are being closed out also. So, mattress companies are like automobile companies. They change models every now and then. And a lot of models are being changed, and I have to get rid of a lot of inventory. So it's a no-holds-barred, get-rid-of-it sale, 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. And... come in, lay around. We've got good stock right now, a lot of them, but some of them, we're going to be running out really fast on this sale. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen and in Millbrook on Highway 14, 3 miles from the interstate on the right-hand side next to the Citgo station. Like I said, 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We will be closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but hurry on in, and we sure appreciate it.
All righty, Mr. Sandman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
You. All right, we got local news. It is 7:16. And then when we come back, I'll have a really, really, really convoluted introduction to the facts. Stick around because you can wear it. Should I post this this Zopa thing on?
I'm kind of bummed that it couldn't do mine.
Well, it couldn't read your tweets.
Oh.
That's why.
I'll tell you what.
I'm shocked about Rich, though.
If I was nasty, they thought I was nasty this year.
I'm going to put it on Facebook.
You just wait.
Can I put your
I'm gonna get so
your
nasty.
Score in there, too?
Yeah, you can. I'm going to get so nasty.
Naughty.
I'll invite our listeners to a show.
Naughty.
This.
Naughty.
I'm going to get so nasty.
sound like Ike on Proud Mary.
I think it's time to visit the thing is stupid. It is 1700. Random facts next. Get your note taking devices handy. Win that $10 food outlet pop quiz.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Corrections officials say Delicious Sweet and Donna Stewart are charged with promoting prison contraband at the Staten Correctional Facility this weekend. Officials say both were caught bringing drugs into the prison. Local nonprofits are in desperate need of support this time of year. Officials with the Salvation Army of Montgomery say they have a shortage of bell ringers. They say volunteers are crucial in helping them reach their fundraising goals. For more information on how you can help, visit our website, alabamanews.net. And the Selma City School Superintendent is recommending closing Bird First Class Early Learning Center and Cedar Park Elementary School to save money. The school board is expected to vote on this recommendation next month. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is brought to you by the smell of Cinnabon at the mall. Don't give in to the temptation. It's the only treat you can actually feel make its way through your intestines.
Sweet Creek Farm Market is where you'll find the largest selection of pecans and pecan products in town. Unique gifts and candles made in Alabama, paired with Sweet Creek's sweet treats, make for a perfect gift. Select your favorites for a customized gift basket. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a unique local treasure, and they're happy to help you ship your gifts anywhere in the nation. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231 in Pike Road.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year's not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Guests coming for the holidays? If your carpet and upholstery is looking dirty and drab, give Peaches and Clean a call. Take advantage of the Peaches Internet Holiday Special. Get $20 off any of their services with a minimum order of $105. This includes carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, tile, and grout. And you can save $20 off a $105 gift certificate as well.
Hey, this is Jody from Peaches and Clean. Check out our website at peachesandclean.com for our Internet Holiday Specials.
Not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention Holiday Special when booking. Good only in the Tri-County Montgomery area and Lee County.
Marguerite's makes it. Marguerite's really makes it. No one beats our holiday jewelry specials at Marguerite's. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3 this year. $100 gets you a Tiffany. I did say Tiffany. Diamond bezel necklace. White gold, yellow gold, or rose gold. All in 14 karat. $200 gets you 2 diamond bezel earrings. Well, that's 1 pair, 2 earrings. You got it. Or $300 will get you a triple bezel diamond necklace, rose, white, or yellow gold. All at Marguerite's this holiday season. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Stores on Vaughn Road.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show. Noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
I can't believe I have to get a flu shot today. Can't I just skip the shot and take the risk? I mean, is the flu really that bad? So you puke and shiver for a few days. I can handle that. And I could definitely handle the time off from work. Who cares if I used up all my sick days going to matinees? If I miss out on some money, I'll just cut down on buying Christmas gifts for people I don't want to shop for anyway. I mean, it's about time I cut some friends off. I need to spend more time reading and taking walks in nature. I don't do that enough. Do you hear yourself? I'm rationalizing not wanting a flu shot by saying I don't take enough walks. I hate shots, okay? They terrify me. There, I admitted it. I've just got to go get it over with. Then I'll get a popsicle. You have to have a popsicle after a shot, right? Right. I'm 8 years old.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
And now, look who's coming down the floor with a big sack full of
random facts.
Yay.
Oh, how
He's
about that?
He's got that down. He's got it down.
He does. He does.
Get down.
Did you know?
Stuff.
None of the architecture on Euro banknotes is real.
Oh?
Yeah. The EU prohibited displaying any national monuments, so as not to give greater prominence to one country over another.
Oh.
Let's be fair.
Let's not hurt any country's feelings.
Right?
I don't think I've ever seen Euro currency, but I'm going to pull it up on, take a look at it.
For the five, whatever that symbol is, note, a computer was used to scan multiple European bridges and combine them into one neutral design. Let's be neutral. Let's be fair.
Let's sacrifice our culture in the name of political correctness.
So, did you know the song Eat It by Weird Al went to number one in Australia? However, Michael Jackson's Beat It only made it to number three.
Wow, that is ironic.
The parody goes higher. How about that?
Let's play that.
Was Man in the Mirror on that record?
In what country, by the way?
Australia.
I don't think it was Human Nature. I think it was Man in the Mirror. But Weird Al wanted to do that after his two parodies of Eat It and Fat. He wanted to do Man in the Mirror, and Michael Jackson said, I love the other ones, but I don't want you to parody this song because it's important.
Understandably so. I think that's his greatest song.
That and Human Nature are really good jams.
Did you know in 1953, an Australian Centurion main battle tank survived a nuclear test that was only 500 yards away? They later nicknamed that the Atomic Tank. It went on to serve in the Australian military for more than 23 more years, including 15 months of service in Vietnam.
Oh.
The Atomic Tank. Did you know that Leonard Cohen originally wrote 80 draft verses for his song Hallelujah?
Yeah.
He chose several of the most relevant, and he interchanged some of them depending on where he was playing.
Mm-hmm. That's why you'll hear different versions of it all the time. You'll hear some that do three verses and some that'll just do two. It's weird for me to hear.
Sing a little bit of the song so I know which one you're talking about.
No.
Come on.
No?
No. I can't sing that song.
I heard there was a secret chord.
As commander of the Starship Morning Show, I order you.
That David played the police lord?
Yeah. But you don't really care.
You don't really care for music, do you?
Can you do the
parody? Like this, the first, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift.
Can you do the parody song on it?
No. Huh? But
first time I ever heard that song, very strange place, was watching Shrek.
That's the Rufus Wainwright version.
Yeah.
And it's really good, but the absolute most fantastic version is Jeff Buckley's. Continue, Jay. I've spoken my piece.
Jeff Buckley, the guy that was in Dumb and Dumber?
No. What?
Jeff Bridges. Did you know Harriet Quimby?
Harriet.
Quimby. Harriet Quimby.
Chief Quimby?
No. This is, she was the first woman to fly across the English Channel.
Mm-hmm.
But you might not, huh?
On a broom?
No. You might not know about her, though, because this event took place on April 16th, 1912.
Well, that was the sinking of the Titanic, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Media attention was given to the Titanic disaster, which had occurred the day before and completely consumed the interest of the public.
Yeah.
So
talk about bury the...
Yeah.
Well, bless her heart.
That kind of happened when...
Chappaquiddick, and, right?
It also happened with Farrah Fawcett, right? Didn't she die the same day as Michael Jackson?
Good point. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. But Chappaquiddick kind of got buried with the moon landing.
The moon, yeah. Yeah. I didn't realize they were that close either. Teddy. Piece of work.
Did you know in the early years of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the helium balloons were released into the air? When we're done, we just let them go. A return address was stitched into the balloon, and you'd get a $100 reward if you returned it. One of those, however, landed on a house, and then one nearly caused a plane to crash.
Whoa.
So they've stopped doing that, obviously. Did you know there is really no difference between a dove and a pigeon?
Excuse me.
What?
It's not funny. A plane crash is not funny. But I'm just imagining looking through the cockpit window of a DC-7 passenger plane.
Uh-huh. Snoopy.
And seeing a giant Snoopy yeah. in the yeah. air.
Honey?
That freaked me out. There's something on the wing.
look out the window, honey, and tell me what you see.
There's...
Something
on the wing.
Isn't
the wing.
It like terror at...
Terror at 30,000 feet.
Yeah, wow.
It was originally... What was that? Shatner was in it.
Shatner was in the original...
And then it was John Lithgow who was in the...
You are correct,
the one that did that movie. Did you know there's really no difference between a dove and a pigeon? People may use one to describe characteristics such as being smaller or white, but the difference is more about just linguistics than it is about their taxonomy. So... Dove and a pigeon, same thing.
Is that right?
Yep.
I never knew.
Safe on doves.
Two
for your
turtle
wedding.
Pigeons.
Yeah.
Just get a bunch of pigeons. Release pigeons.
Would that work in the song? Two turtle pigeons?
Cute. No.
Hmm. I don't. Is there anything that rhymes with? Do they use doves in the rest? Three French hens, two turtle pigeons. Well. I don't think there are turtle pigeons, but
turtle
yeah.
doves.
Did you know that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer TV special exists in a legal gray area in terms of copyright? There was a typo in the opening credits. Somebody putting in the Roman numerals didn't know what they were putting in there. The special apparently was produced in the year 1164.
Ooh.
According to the copyright on the special itself.
I see, so it ran out. I got you.
Yes.
What was the famous Christmas movie that lost its copyright in the 80s and every TV station ran it every...
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
I managed to avoid it. What? Sorry.
30-some-odd years running now. She's managed to not see It's a Wonderful Life.
Jeez.
Well, how can you read my magazine column this month? It's called Bedford Falls, Alabama.
Well, because everything I know about A Wonderful Life, I've learned from you and Rich. So it makes sense.
We are your Wonderful Life mentors.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Did you know that there is more than one collective noun for geese? When on land, they are a gaggle.
A gaggle of geese!
If they're on water, they are a plump.
A plump of geese!
And in the air, they can be called a wedge.
A wedge of geese!
Or a team.
A team of geese!
Now I just want to make something up so she'll repeat it.
Over asphalt.
Asphalt of geese.
I believe Sully called them geese.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that it costs 7 cents to make a 5 cent nickel?
Yeah, I kind of figured the cost of the value of the metal was starting to supersede the actual.
Economics funny to you?
You must have been a hilarious in math class.
I just got really tickled.
Oh, my God.
I just got really tickled.
7 cents.
About the geese.
Oh, the geese.
Oh, the geese.
A gaggle of geese.
Gaggle. All right, penguin. And finally, did you know that mistletoe, which is a holiday symbol of love,
It's an invasive species of plant.
Is actually a vicious parasite that survives by sucking the nutrients from trees. Mistletoe will kill a tree if it spreads to the branches.
I was right.
You were right.
Holy curse word.
Holy gaggle.
I was right.
Hallelujah.
And don't ruin the spirit of Christmas if you find yourself under the mistletoe and overdo it.
Oh, God.
That never gets old.
And I don't know why.
You don't know why?
I've got mistletoe.
Why does it ever get old?
I think I have mistletoe growing out in the backyard, and one of my trees has mistletoe.
That's a holly bush.
Well, it does grow in certain types of trees.
Yeah.
Wild. Because it does in Florida, too.
I used to have two trees out in my front yard, and they had mistletoe, but we cut those down a long time ago.
I'm trying to remember the kind of tree it was. But, and it was weird. It eventually becomes like
it's
a huge.
Thing. Yeah.
Huge.
Okay.
Best tree ever.
Today being Tuesday, it's the last day for this week's specials. Now, if you have a dog that loves chickens.
Oh, she's sleeping.
Well, don't sleep through $1.87 a pound on chicken tenders or you're going to miss out. That is an incredible price. We stocked up. We are good to go through, I think, the end of December because I froze a bunch. And they're plump, delicious, easy to grill. Get some Cricket dust at Food Outlet. Shake it on one side. Plop those down on your hot grill. Shake a coat on the other side. Flip them, and in about 5 or 6 minutes, you can do so many different things with those tenders. My personal favorite is to wrap a slice of cheddar around and dip it in honey mustard sauce. That is just, but that's one way you can. You can chop them up into chunks and make a nice healthy salad, or you can feed them to the dog in your studio.
Yes.
On the hour.
Once
every
an hour.
Yes.
At the tone.
Yes.
The chicken will be.
That's right. That's what we do here. The time of the chicken is 7:33. So that, but that's just one thing you'll save under the meat department and food outlets. Cost plus 10 throughout the store. Top sirloin steak, $2.98 a pound. That's about $3 to $4 a pound lower, as most of the cuts of beef and pork and chicken are at Food Outlet compared to the big stores. You are getting, I honest to God, sticker shock when I look at some of the meat prices at the chains, because they do reconnaissance shopping. So when I tell you about Food Outlet, I know I'm telling you the truth. You're missing out on a chance to save serious money, and the food is excellent. So try it sometime, and then compare it to what you're paying at the big chains, and you'll do like me. I do my big grocery shop at Food Outlet every Sunday morning around 7:45. That's the one on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery. There's a Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millbrook and one on Main Street East, or West rather, of Highway 31. Food Outlet. Now, here with today's $10 pop quiz question, J. Scott.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the song Eat It by Weird Al Yankovic. It went to number one in Australia, but the song that it was parodying, which was Michael Jackson's Beat It, only made it to what? What number in Australia?
Why, this should be easy enough. 272-9228 to call and win. 272-9228 if you're listening to the 3 Men and a Lady Sap channel. That's Aurico Tres Tres Cuatro Dos Siete Dos Nueve Dos Ocho 272-9228. Call and win right now at 735.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, 65 and 85, very busy right now. Going to be increasing all the way up to 8 o'clock, so use caution out there. As far as major accidents go, emergency runs by Haynes Ambulance, all of it's doing good at the moment. Just drive carefully. Shop inside and stay warm and dry at Reinhardt Toyota. Everything can be done in their huge showroom, or you can shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. I'm Jerry Howell for Montgomery Skywatch.
Before traveling for the holidays, have a plan of who to call should something go wrong. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Well, listener Mike sends images from Birmingham. Apparently, there are major issues up there with icy roads and
freezing fog advisory in effect. So there's no, the skies are clear, but there's just a little bit of film just enough to cause some major problems there.
John R. thinks that he can answer today's $10 food outlet pop quiz question. John?
Hey, John. What? Now, we know that Eat It was number one in Australia, but Beat It only got up to what number?
Number three.
Correct.
Very good.
Yeah, I got it.
Yay!
Very good.
Glad you called. You will be taking a $10 certificate to the food outlet nearest Drew. And if it's your first experience, check it out. You can start saving a huge amount of money. We appreciate your call and your participation. Let's take, 737. All right, we're going to Mr. Thomas next.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
You were talking about that problem, which is just a little farther north of us, though. But if you travel up I-65, you're going to run into this freezing fog issue till about 9 o'clock this morning. That's where it's regular fog, but then it tends to freeze on like an elevated surface, like an overpass, or on your windshield of your car, too. So keep that in mind if you're traveling northward. There's a little mist in our area, but sunshine will dominate today, and temperatures will be warmer than they have been for the last 3 or 4 days at least, with a high temperature today in the lower 50s. That starts to sound like a heat wave. That's still too cold for this time of the year, but it's an improvement. And then tonight, clear, cold, overnight low temperature by morning down to about 29. Tomorrow, look for an even warmer day with a high in the upper 50s. Still below normal, but we'll take it. Good bit of sunshine tomorrow as well. I think we're near 60 on Thursday. Cloudy skies, maybe a late day shower, but a better chance of rain and thunderstorms, especially later on Thursday night in through the overnight hours and into Friday as well, as this next significant storm system moves in. And by the way, a lot of wind with this next one as well. I think the rainfall amounts could easily be in the 1-inch range, maybe a little higher, with 56 the high on Friday, 57 the high on Saturday. Maybe a leftover shower somewhere in the area on Saturday, but I think Saturday shows improvement, and there shouldn't be any problems for all the big, big, big events going on Saturday in the area. Christmas on the Coosa, the Camellia Bowl, and so many, many, many other things. And then I think the pick of the litter day this weekend is Sunday. Sunday looks really nice with plenty of sunshine and a high at least around 60. Right now, clear skies this morning, a little misty. Temperature is 34. Which is our low for the morning at 7:38.
At Sage Legacy Council, we help families by protecting the assets of loved ones in a nursing home or those in need of long-term care. Call 649-4911. That's 649-4911.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's talk about a Christmas gift that will last a lifetime. The restoration of vision. And we've had couples do this who have listened to us and called Montgomery Ave Physicians, asked about LASIK, gone and seen the refractive surgery counselor, learned that, yes, your vision issue can be fixed with the LASIK procedure. Dr. Swan, Dr. Shin, two of the best in the country. In fact, Dr. Swan has a video on their website at onlinemep.com that really goes into detail about what's entailed. But with each passing year, the technology improves, the cost comes down, and the results, the bounce back is much quicker than it was when LASIK first was introduced over 3 decades ago. So if you're thinking about it, the gift of sight, what could be more important than opening your eyes and for the first time in all the years that you've been using glasses or contacts, having everything come into crystal clear 20/20 focus? That's a miracle, and you can have it if you're eligible. Now, step one is to see the refractive surgery counselor by calling 271-3804, 271-3804, or if you'd just like to learn more, visit onlinemep.com, onlinemep.com. It is 740. Here's Fox Business.
From the Fox Business Network, Google says it will close the Google Plus social network earlier than planned after it discovered a second glitch in a year, exposing the information of users. The incident resulted from a software update on November 6th. The profile of 52 million users could have been exposed to outside app developers. The confession from Google comes as its CEO, Sundar Pichai, is to testify before Congress today. Hertz is partnering with Clear, the airport screening company, to cut the time it takes you to pick up a rental car. It's the first rental car company to use biometric technology. Small business owners are still optimistic about the economy. economy, but they're not as upbeat as earlier this year. The National Federation of Independent Business says small business optimism declined slightly in November to the weakest level in 7 months. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Corrections officials say Delicia Sweet and Donna Stewart are charged with promoting prison contraband at the Staten Correctional Facility this weekend. Officials say both were caught bringing drugs into the prison. The Selma City School Superintendent is recommending closing Bird First Class Early Learning Center and Cedar Park Elementary School to save money. The school board is expected to vote on this recommendation next month. And local nonprofits are in desperate need of support this time of year. Officials with the Salvation Army of Montgomery say they have a shortage of bell ringers. They say volunteers are crucial in helping them reach their fundraising goals. For more information on how you can help, visit our website, alabamanews.net. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising helps you create an emotional response. And all purchases are emotional. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Autauga Off-Road is your local trusted source for all your towing and off-road accessories. We carry all the brands, Poison Spider, Weston, Warn, WeatherTech, Iron Cross, Ranch Hand, Bombshell, Bilstein, Curt, Trimax, and many more. We also have a huge rim and tire selection. So for your truck, Jeep, or SUV, it's got to be Autauga Off-Road, located next to AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville, Alabama, or call 365-5808. Merry Christmas from Autauga Off-Road, outfitting America's vehicles.
Hello, I'm Kelly Cooley, Business Manager at Blue Water Broadcasting. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Just eat it.
way, so eat it, just eat it. You better listen, better do what you're told. You haven't even touched your tuna casserole. You better chow down, or it's gonna get cold, so eat it.
Eat it today. I believe what we learned is that it was number one in Australia.
Well,
Beat It was number three.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a gaggle of
facts. Gaggle of geese.
Gaggle of facts.
There were other, what's the wedge of geese?
Wedge of geese in the sky, team of geese, asphalt geese is what Rich said.
And I'm counting down the days till I can see my single goose in Florida. All right, we are ready for a conundrum.
Okay.
What we're going to do is give away a $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro.
Okay.
Which is an awesome restaurant.
It totally is.
It totally is. And here is your conundrum. When asked to describe themselves in one word, a great percentage of Americans use this one word to describe themselves. That's a very large survey, by the way, and one term more than any other came out to be the one that people use to describe themselves.
Is it like what Twitter called me? Naughty?
No, we can eliminate naughty.
Okay.
Why did Twitter call me naughty?
I would like to know too, but they looked at your tweets and analyzed them, and they came up with the you're 84% naughty.
It's weather tweets.
You were more naughty than the president.
I know.
I looked up the president. He was only 70 something.
Oh my gosh!
So wow. Rich,
weather is naughty. Weather is so naughty.
I want to say it must look at words.
Storm.
Find different words. Storm being one.
Scattered.
Do you probably use something like it's going to be an ugly day or
ugly,
something?
Miserable, cold, wet, rainy. You know, anybody that shared, I wonder if it analyzes people that retweeted you and put a message before it, like,
know.
Oh, another crap day. Mm. Retweet, bad weather ahead.
I don't know.
By the way, good news from Jack Ingram. It looks like Maury the
Mercedes
was adopted by a fine family.
Good. Yeah. That makes me very happy.
Me too. Now we have others that will need.
Oh, are we doing this? Are we get to look now?
We're going
to
take a look in a minute. Let's give the folks who think they know the answer on this conundrum the one word that the vast majority of Americans use to describe themselves. And Andy, you get to go first on this one.
Well, I was just thinking of the word that I use to describe myself, and I thought maybe that was the same word that other people.
Okay.
Lonely.
Mr. Lonely. I have nobody.
So now I'm lonely and I'm wrong.
To call on.
But you're more lonely than wrong, right? Because.
Yeah.
Andy, you sound an awful lot like Eeyore.
Thanks for
what does Eeyore sound like? I forget.
like the beginning part of the song?
I think the answer is I'm lonely.
Bless it.
Well, we love Eeyore, so we appreciate the call. We are big Eeyore fans.
I'm hyped up because I'm listening to, you know, the Greg show with the other people.
Yep. The Greg show with the other people.
That's
Bridget.
That's what we're naming it beginning January 1.
The Greg
show. Well, it'll make it a lot easier to change them out.
Oh, my God. Because, you know, we've had Amy and we've had Bridget. And, yeah.
But, Emily, you're the one that I want, as John Travolta once said to Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah. We're auditioning another dog. Don't tell Ben.
What?
Mike M.
Well, I would say happy.
All right. One word that most Americans use to describe themselves is happy. Not it, shockingly.
Oh, crap. Not bad.
All right, so we made one guy feel lonely and wrong, and then we made him angry. I'm sorry, Michael. Let's go to K-Rod. K-Rod, what do you think? What's the one word?
Well, I was going to say happy, so I'm just going to go to my own thing, broke.
Heard, brother.
Well, especially at this time of the year, broke is not it either, but that's a fine guess. And let's try James P.
Yeah, I'm going with experience. How about constipated?
Most Americans are constipated.
Nope, that's not the correct answer.
All right, guys.
It's a gaggle of Americans. So.
That may have been one of the funniest wrong guesses we've ever had on a kid's right now.
Constantly constipated.
Wasn't that a Katie Lang song?
While I'm browsing through the inventory here at Jack Ingram, looking for the next more of the Mercedes to adopt, here's the question. In a large survey, Americans were asked to describe themselves in one word, and this was the overwhelming number one answer, and that's what we're looking for, 272-9228. $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Well, especially with the weather being chilly and stuff, man, they've got some great. In fact, Emily and Jay, if they're still on the show in the next hour, will be telling you all about Seafood Bistro.
Yeah, but we switch about.
Greg and some other people.
Some other people.
Greg and some other people on News Talk 93.1.
News Talk.
WACE.
We got to find a home for Nancy Nissan.
What? Nancy?
Yeah, or Veronica Versa, whatever you want.
No. You gotta let the names come to you. You can't just be handing out names willy nilly. What are we looking at here?
This top car. This
a gaggle of cars.
Yeah, you need to scroll so I can. All right. So I can. Your
last name.
Here. Mm-hmm.
There's Amy accent.
No, that's not how this works.
News time. Roger Rogue.
I've not seen a car that speaks to me yet. What's like Maury did.
Roger Rogue.
His name is Onesie?
Maybe when some... Onesie. Oh, look at how new some of these postings are. They don't even have the photos up yet.
Yeah, they're just up. And there's another Mercedes.
Oh, there's another Mercedes.
Oh, man.
That could be Maude. We have to see it first.
Maude. Well, the pictures aren't up yet. They just got it in. They got a Toyota. Let's go back to the reason I wanted to focus on...
News Talk.
Veronica Versa. Nancy yes. Nissan, Veronica Versa, whatever.
Well, pick one. It's either Nancy Nissan or Veronica Versa.
Because of the value. $96.48 for this vehicle. It's a 2017.
Basically brand new.
Which means that it's Bluetooth, all the internal accessories, and it's only got 41,000 miles on it.
Whoa.
So if you're looking for something of recent vintage with low mileage, and I looked at the pictures yesterday, on Happy Hour, while young Joey was sitting here, and this car is in incredible condition. Exterior, pristine, good vehicle history. The interior, almost untouched. And most importantly, the Ingram mechanics have been through the engine and said, we can resell this one, it's good to go. So, you might want to start there, shopping under 10. That's the category I'm asked to represent at Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. See Tip Tames and his incredible team of people at 235 Northeastern Bypass and shop online like we were just doing. That's the Nissan and Irv the Impala and...
What?
Amy accent and all
No.
All right, we got to go back. We got to find a winner on this $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. And we go back to Andrew. The one word that most Americans use to describe themselves is what?
I'm going to go with my personal experience, tired.
Tired is not it. Good guess. No. Thank you. We got to kind of run the line here. Dave.
Yes. Hey, great program. Man, I love you guys.
Thank you.
Just brighten my morning every morning.
I appreciate it.
That one word answer,
yep.
I know what it is and what it should be.
Okay.
Blessed.
Blessed.
You know what? You are so correct that it should be blessed.
But that's not the answer
that's
we're
not
looking
the
for.
Answer we
but
need.
It's a good one. It's a good
man,
one.
Man, yes, and you made a brilliant statement, Dave. Thank you. We're honored to have you as a listener. Chris.
Hey, I was actually Dave got my answer. I was going to say blessed because I'm blessed too. Have you got any hints you want to throw out for the
No, not yet.
No, not here on the Greg Show with the other people.
Because we got this is a good subject here, and I think if we threw out a little hint, it would give it away.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm drawing a blank, so I'll have to pass.
I'm gonna.
Well, we appreciate the call.
No hint yet. We're gonna shy away.
Lindsay.
Hi.
Hi. What's the one word most Americans use to describe themselves?
Happy.
Happy is. Not the answer we're looking for, but thank you for trying, Lindsay. We hope we didn't make you unhappy. Here's our friend Wolfgang. What you got?
Has anyone guessed smart?
Smart is not it. And you only have to look at some of the people we elect to figure that one out. And here's Paul.
Yeah, Greg, I believe they describe themselves as shy.
He says most Americans describe themselves as shy.
I just threw the word out, too. I don't know if anyone caught it.
No, I didn't hear you say it.
I said we're not gonna give any hints. We're gonna shy away from that for now.
Rich,
I didn't notice it. So
Rich, you just snuck it in there.
Is that how you won? You got the hint from Rich?
No. I'm sure that's not it. But thank you. You got it.
Congratulations.
$10 Seafood Bistro gift card for you, sir.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Hang on, Paul. And then we got Fox News coming up. First down, let's check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
In the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, we have an accident 85 northbound at Forest Nuts. Couple of vehicles off to the right-hand side of the road. All lanes are open. It's not going to slow you down. Authorities will be getting on the scene in a moment. Otherwise, around the city, very busy, but doing okay. Harold's Fine Jewelry is having their first ever sale. They're moving, and all jewelry's got to go. All specially marked jewelry, 25% off, and pearls, 35%.